Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, July 3rd in the year 1952, around the courts, His Worship H.A. Talmas spoke loudly with his gavel as he pronounced judgment on those who appeared before him. These matters and the fines attached at the discretion of the law were reported in the Barbados Advocate on the following day. Two Bridgetown businesses were found to be using defective weights, which in essence did not grant true measure of goods to their customers. Magistrate Talmer frowned on these operations and ensured that each business was fined as a penalty of wrongdoing. Dry Goods Operators and Rum Blenders Instant Company Limited, located at numbers 8 and 9 Roebuck Street, was one of the two establishments found guilty of using faulty weights. There were five defective weights, which ranged between 4 to 14 drams lighter than their prescribed weights, and one pint pot measure was also found to be faulty. The other business to be found liable was Harold Proverbs and Company, provision merchants and blenders and bottlers of Pretty Girl Rum, who operated from High Street. The latter was also found guilty of not having weights and measures that met the standard. Reportedly, the poise of a scale was 1 ounce light, and 3 2-pound weights were assessed to be each 3 drams light. Both businesses were fined 40 shillings each. The gavel also came down on those driving and conducting passenger buses and other private vehicles. Darnell Yearward of Branchbury St. Joseph, conductor on the bus registration number G94, was found guilty with overloading that vehicle while traveling along Neil's Road on May 7th. He was fined 30 shillings to be paid within 14 days or 1 month in prison. Hudson Howard, another conductor, of Stuart Hill St. John, was also fined for overloading the bus J129 while on Roebuck Street, the city. He was fined 20 shillings or 1 month in prison for his offense. While Neville Larrier, a driver of St. Martin St. Philip, was found guilty of blocking the roadway by not stopping close enough to the side of the road at Bay Street. For this infraction, he was fined 20 shillings. On this day, July 3rd in the year 1952, His Lordship H.A. Talmer took serious consideration of the cases that were brought before him, holding those who breached the laws of Barbados accountable. In an effort to ensure an orderly society where chaos did not take root, the laws were guidelines to social behavior, and the courts did not tolerate unruliness, but held offenders responsible, seemingly regardless of class, as those appearing before the courts on this day were from varying echelons of society.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.